Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio, and joining us is Cubs legend and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg, who is teaming up with Subway and helping break new ground and build Little League fields in Chicago, where he was a star for the Cubs, and he joins us now. Ryne, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. Just back from the Hall of Fame inductions and getting ready to watch the Cubbies down the stretch here as they're playing, they're putting everything together and playing good baseball. So after last year, just a continuation, just enjoying it here.
Very cool. So let me ask you about that Cooperstown induction, because it took Tim Raines, a peer of yours, a colleague of yours, same era, a number of years to finally break the door in and get into Cooperstown. What did you think about Raines finally getting that call to the Hall of Fame?
Love to see it. Tim Raines was a catalyst of a very good, talented Expo teams. When I played against him, he was at the top of the order. Frankly speaking, he was a pain to play against because he hit for average, and if he was on base, he was looking to steal bases, and he scored runs. So, but you know what? Very well-deserved honor. Sometimes it's surprising, amazing to me how long it takes players to get in. But like baseball, I guess the game itself, it's not a perfect system. But the fact of the matter is, the Hall of Famers that are in and do get in are well-deserved, and it's a very elite group. So glad to see him join the group for sure.
You went to 10 All-Star games. You were an MVP. You have 9 gold gloves. You did a lot on in your baseball career. And then when you were up for the Hall of Fame, you were on there 3 times before they voted you in. When you first got onto the Hall of Fame ballot and didn't make it for 2 seasons, was that disheartening to you, or because you saw the vote going up year by year, did you feel okay about it? How is that emotionally?
For me, to have a chance and be thought of to go into the Hall of Fame was first just icing on the cake after my career. When I was in uniform, there was no thoughts about trying to be a Hall of Famer. It was trying to help the Chicago Cubs win and to have good seasons up to the caliber that I set myself. So, when I first went on the ballot, I did get a heads up where I was going to be at 10 o'clock Arizona time on a certain morning, and I told them where I was going to be, and all of a sudden, nothing happened. So I just kind of wondered, how this kind of works, why they'd want to know where I was going to be and then have no call. But for me, it was more the vibe and the conversations that I'd have with fans, primarily in Chicago, just walking around, and the support that they had about me going into the Hall of Fame. So it was a relief on my third year going in, to kind of erase all those conversations with people that I'd run into, to now, congratulations, going into the Hall of Fame. So I think for me, it came from the people around me and articles that were written about that brought it to my attention rather than me thinking about it. For me, what a great team to now be a part of and to go back each and every year and share the baseball stories with and just the similarities on values of the game that the members talk about. It's just refreshing to go back there, and I always leave with a boost of energy about the game and about the history of the game and those players that and to be around. big thrill still, for sure.
Ryan,
always will be.
I could imagine. Ryan Sandberg joins us here on the show. I want to ask you about Steve Bartman now, your former team. Of course, you were not part of that 2003 team where Bartman was involved, but Bartman, who had been kind of exiled into secrecy or privacy or what have you because of what happened to the NLCS,
right,
finally gets a World Series ring and now has finally come public again. How did that make you feel to see Bartman receive a ring and I guess be kind of embraced by Cubs fans?
I think it's great. The Chicago Cubs organization is so very supportive of the fans and very aware of the fan base, and a lot of the decisions and things being done with Wrigley Field and the neighborhood, it's about the fans. So to see the ownership and Tom Ricketts and Theo Epstein, Crane Kenny, come together and give a Chicago Cub baseball fan a World Series ring that just to ease his pain, if he has any pain, on a situation that was very unfortunate, could have really happened to just nearly anybody that was sitting in that seat, along with myself, just trying to defend yourself, and a foul ball right there on the borderline of the bricks down there. It's great to see that in the past and to make amends there. I think more for Bartman than anybody, because the fact of the matter is that was just a foul ball. They still had, I believe, a 2-run lead. They had a ground ball double play that was missed on a defense that was terrific, and a very good pitcher on the mound. So all in all, it wasn't about Bartman losing the game, but he was putting into that light. And very unfortunate, but very classy to see the Cubs organization step up.
Ryan Sandberg is our guest here on the show. You are teaming up with Subway, and at Garfield Park, the Little League field in Chicago, groundbreaking renovations to the field. We're all wondering, as baseball fans, how to get more youth, especially in urban areas, involved in baseball. How important is something like this to make sure kids in urban areas have really good facilities, up-to-date facilities to play on?
Oh, very excited. I will be there at the groundbreaking today, and I'm very excited about working with Subway on this renovation of the field at Garfield Park. Subway, long-time motto is to be in good health and live an active lifestyle. So it's great to see what they're doing with this community in the renovation of this field, with a good surface, a new surface, dugouts, fence, new benches. And as you probably know, or I'll remind you, Subway has been a longtime sponsor of the Little League and baseball. So this really touches me close to my heart with an improved field. Just to encourage kids and families to lead a healthy life and to have fun playing the game of baseball, which I love. So it's great to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to getting there and be a part of it and help out. It's going to be tremendous for the kids in that area.
10-time All-Star, 9-time Gold Glover, 7-time Silver Slugger, an MVP, and a Hall of Famer. Ryan Sandberg getting us a few minutes of his time here on the show this morning. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us, buddy, and I appreciate the work also in the community with Subway. That is very cool. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, very happy to team up with Subway. They do a lot of good things, and also love their sandwiches. Love those fresh vegetables. Can't get enough of them.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Sandberg joining us here on the show.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.